Should you worry about Christmas calories? It is a question that's coming up now that we're leading into the festive season, and it's one that I'm going to answer for you today. Well, welcome back to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. As always, I am your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian and nutrition coach, and I'm sure today's episode is going to be very relevant to you, and I'm sure you're going to get something of value. Without further ado, let's get into the podcast. So, with the arrival of the festive season, this means that many people, including athletes and weekend warriors such as yourself, are going to be feasting. Whether it's just that one individual day on Christmas, whether it's multiple social outings, whether it's multiple social events, whatever you want to call it, there's going to be food intake that's not as per your regular consumption. There's going to be times when you're going to overeat. There's going to be times when you actually feel a craving and a temptation to overeat. There's going to be obstacles that are going to be, you know, pathways that are going to be a bit harder for you to control your intake. There's going to be a different circumstance, essentially. But does this mean that you should be worrying about the calories you consume on Christmas? Okay, because the truth is that so many, including perhaps you, around this time of the year, get so worked up around the fact that how am I going to stay on track? How am I going to bounce back from this? Am I going to lose my progress and my results? That they forget about the bigger picture. And here's the truth. One salad day or one day of eating just salads never got you to the lean that you wanted to get to, right? So why are you worried that one day of overeating will ruin you? It won't, okay? They're just one days. And if you're like, okay, but it's not just one day. I've got then Boxing Day I always overeat. I've got New Year's coming up and I've got multiple birthday parties or multiple Christmas parties coming up. It's going to be a shit show, excuse my language. Well, the truth is that there might have to be some compromise you have to make, but even then, that's just a few days in the grand scheme of things. If you worry about it and let that lead into weeks and months of being on track, that's going to do worse for you than go, okay, I've had a few days of being off track, but all the other times I've been on track. You're still going to be okay. Okay? Because instead, this is what you want to do. Instead of worrying about Christmas calories, instead of worrying about how you're going to manage your intake across the festive season, how you're going to stay on track and all that sort of stuff and just overwhelming yourself and perhaps even just simply just ruining the enjoyment of Christmas. Perhaps you look forward to Christmas and it's something that you really enjoy and you may ruin that by doing that. Instead, what you may do is this. Number one, enjoy. Okay, just enjoy. Okay, enjoy your time with the family and friends. Number two, understand it's one day. As I've mentioned, I'll say it time and time again. Number three, bounce back. The best thing you can do during Christmas, I tell my clients, is bounce back the next day. If you can do that single thing, you're doing better than a vast majority of people. So bounce back as quickly as possible. And then fourth, look at the longer term. How will these few days of overeating really impact you for the months ahead for the start of 2021, when you'll be able to get some more momentum and start seeing the results you're hoping for? It's going to be nothing. Okay, so look at the long term, focus on that, and that's going to get you through. And if you're like, okay, that's good and all, but I still want to have some level of control. I still want to feel like I'm managing my nutrition to some degree so I don't feel guilty. Okay, well, I've got some suggestions for you. Here are some strategies you can use. Number one, eat your protein and veggie first. Now, you don't have to eat it necessarily just first and then leave all the carbs later, but prioritize eating more protein and veggies on the day so you can still enjoy all the other carby, fatty goodness, all the cakes and all that sort of stuff, but you're less likely to go overboard that you might have otherwise if you hadn't eaten the protein and veggies first and filled up on it first. So veggies and protein, then the other stuff as a general kind of hierarchy if you really want to go that route. The second thing is avoid grazing, okay? Don't graze throughout the day if possible if you're trying to manage your calories to some degree. Avoid standing like, you know, within an arm's reach of food, because if you're standing around chatting with your friends and family and the biscuits are right there on the side, and it's right within hand's reach, you're more likely to actually go for them. If you stand somewhere else, obviously less likely. Simples. But yeah, grazing is going to lead to more calories generally than structured eating. So if you want to get a bit of a leg up, then what you can do is structure your eating a bit more. The third thing is alternate your alcohol consumption with drinking zero calorie or just water, you know, zero calorie drinks or just water. Because that way you still enjoy alcohol if that's something you drink, but you do so to a less extent. You're not drinking as much alcohol as you otherwise would. So alternate your alcohol consumption with water or a low-calorie drink of some sort. Even, to be honest, even just normal drinks as well. It's going to be less of an impact on your calories than the alcohol. And then fourthly is use a plate. OK, Okay, don't just, like I said, this goes alongside the grazing behavior. Don't just nip and grab little bits and pieces because you will add up very quickly. Instead, use a plate so you become more aware. Okay, this becomes more of an awareness factor. Comes back to the whole importance of awareness. When using a plate, you're more aware and in tune with what you're actually eating, and therefore likely not to go as overboard with your calories as you might otherwise do so. So that's just four strategies you can use, okay? Protein and veggies first, don't graze, alternate your alcohol consumption with other drinks, and use a plate. So this is what I want you to do. Christmas is coming up. I want you to prioritize experience first. This is a concept that I use with clients where I say, at the end of the day, sometimes we just got to prioritize experiences over calories. Christmas is one of those days. Do you have to track on that day? No, you do not have to track on that day. Do you have to worry about the calories you consume that day the next day? No, move on, bounce back, you'll be fine. Trust me, this is one of the things that people do wrong, and that's why it leads to the whole New Year, New Me. People feel like they've fallen off track because of a couple of days. They let their guilt sink in. That leads to them feeling that they've basically not been on plan. They fall off track completely. They go, I'll just start next year. And they struggle, basically. It's not until like February when they start getting traction again. And I don't want that for you. And you're probably thinking, oh, but you know, I've always been conscious of my nutrition, being an athlete, so on and so forth. No, this happens to everyone. Okay, athletes experience this. Weekend warriors experience this. General people that are, you know, maybe just mildly active experience this. Doesn't really matter. You're most likely being affected by this to some degree. If you're not, great. Perhaps you didn't even click this podcast in that case. But if you're listening right now to this point telling me you this, you're most likely experiencing the stuff I spoke about. So I do wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Okay. I'll talk to you soon. Hope these tips have helped you. Enjoy Christmas. Have a good one. Bye.
Thank you so much, guys, for checking out my podcast. Hope it brought you some great value today. You can check me out on socials under The Climber Dietitian or on www.theclimberdietitian.com.au. I've got some great stuff out there for you guys, some free valuable content. So yeah, please check it out, guys. And yeah, until next time, thank you.